Good morning. It's 7 minutes past seven. It's the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with David Tennant, Christian O'Connell, pressing some buttons. Doing quite well. You doing
all
right?
Thank you. Oh, he's so kind, isn't he, when he comes to immigration. He's a very magnanimous leader, isn't he?
Yes. And it's time for the joy of text.
So you know how this works, then we ask people to share with us the very first text that's on the top of the phone this morning. Obviously, our guest host in the show is David Tennant this morning, currently in the West End as Don Juan.
Don Juan in Soho.
And also on, I mean, you're busy at the moment, also in a movie as well, Mad to Me Normal, which you can see in London and then around the UK from next Thursday.
It's already in London, it's already in Glasgow, and then next Thursday it's got a general release, yes.
And, of course, D.I. Hardy back Monday night, the last three episodes. And let me tell you now, in an hour's time, we'll have the name of the attacker for you.
How are you going to achieve that?
Two words. Geller. First name, Yuri.
Amazing.
He is going to bend open your mind and get that little name out.
Ooh, I see. Okay.
So, Yuri Geller has been... The last we heard yesterday, he was doing his preparation, which, as you can imagine, involves opening up his third eye. And also,
that's nice.
And also opening up the Radio Times, which in the current issue has got a thing on all the suspects.
Oh, does it? I'll check that out. Yeah. Right.
Of which, I think, last count, I think we worked at about 32 possible suspects.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. Well, that's why it's such a tough case for them.
I will have to say this, too, as well. It is absolutely brilliant.
Good.
I think this series is the best one.
Ah, great.
Very, very good.
Good.
We have been racking our brains trying to work out who it is. Richie's got his theory as well, but it is outstanding. Is there really going to be no more
That's
for you and Olivia? Because it's a great show for you guys.
It is a great show, but it's about terrible things happening in beautiful places. It gets a bit preposterous if next year there's another awful crime in that.
Or just take it, dial it down from a sexual attacker. Maybe it's like someone's stolen a car.
Yeah, so by series 10, it's a bit of jaywalking.
Yes, your wheelie bin's gone missing. Yeah. just don't admit it. Hey, didn't stop Midsummer Murders. They kept that running for years.
Slightly different type of show.
Oh, okay, fine.
You know, but yes,
Also, the suit you're in looks to me really uncomfortable.
It's quite comfortable.
Is it?
Yeah, it's quite well worn. Yeah.
You rarely see you sit down. It looks like one would actually hurt to sit down in that suit.
No, it's quite well lived in. It's quite well creased.
How long do you have to grow the beard out to get that big old neck beard of yours?
I think it's about a 3 week job. Yeah.
All right then. So what's the text? The first text on your phone.
I genuinely got this text about 5 minutes ago. It says, "Morning. The baby just ate her own poo. I think she liked it."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's a nice thing to start the morning with, isn't it?
Rich, what's on yours?
BBC Four has got your evening covered. This is from a friend who spotted that last night BBC Four were running the golden age of steam railways, followed by a repeat of Flying Scotsman from the Footplate, which was on over Christmas and was brilliant. That's what you pay a licence fee for.
Well, for you, and again, a lot of people, and steampunks, that's great news, isn't it?
Yeah.
The first one on my phone this morning is... no worries, just goes to show what a lovely husband you are. I accidentally sent a text to a woman that wasn't my wife, but the text that I was sending to my wife said, "How are you, darling?"
Right.
Yesterday evening.
Right.
But it went to another woman.
Who did it go to?
Someone who isn't my wife, who didn't say anything for half an hour, until I then realised with horror what I'd done. And it was in the evening as well, which is a bit creepy. So I then apologised, saying I didn't have my reading glasses on, it was meant for my wife, hence why she replied going,
"Yeah, that's what they all say."
Clean as a whistle, isn't it? Matt, what have you got on yours?
Mine is from my stepmom. It says, "Just thought you should know, the first rabbit has appeared in our garden, so the season has started. This is because we've got the rabbit in our house at the moment, and our house stinks like a pet shop, and I want to put the rabbit outside the house into the garden, and apparently it's warm enough now, so this is the big news in my family." Right. That rabbits
so have they seen a, but seen a wild rabbit in the garden?
Yeah, so they've got wild rabbits in their garden. If it's warm enough for them, it's probably warm enough for mine. That's the thinking.
Where's the Easter bunnies coming out soon?
Yeah.
Jenny, what's on yours?
He does and wears a red codpiece.
Is this about TT and Don Juan?
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
A friend of mine was... apparently, you do. You do.
It's not a codpiece.
Well, that's what I've been told.
Maybe it might look like a codpiece.
What is it?
What is it then?
Is it like a stunt winky?
It's a pair of... in terms of the story, it's a pair of sex workers' underpants.
Oh.
What are you in?
It's just the grannies who go, I love that guy, Doctor Who, D.I. Hardy. Go and see that. And I confronted the front row.
If they're grannies, kind of they know all thing. About it.
All right, let's get a song on.